progress these last 3 weeks and then as you get to this last stretch here, this phase? Where have you seen progress with the offense overall?
As an overall offense, I feel like the knowledge of what we're trying to get done is getting greater and greater. And that's what's big in these off season. You know, we're in shorts. We don't have full pads on, the full blocking, the full tackling, all the things that make football football can't happen in these periods. So the idea is to set yourself up with the knowledge to run the plays, to pick up the blitzes, to throw to the right guy in these periods, the OTA and the mini camp. And if you get that done, then you've accomplished something because now you can go into training camp and play full speed.
What are your impressions of Jimmy Clausen, and how much do you factor in his experience because it did come such a long time ago?
Jimmy Clausen has come in and absorbed a lot of the offense in a short period of time. I wouldn't say that he hasn't mastered by any means at this point. He has a long way to go in that fashion. But for him, it's basically taking a lot of our plays and learning Spanish because it's a new terminology to run plays that he knows from other teams. And so as he continues to be able to translate what our words mean by pictures and putting them together, the quicker he'll learn. And so he's done a good job. He's in a tough situation to have it all mastered. You know, he missed a lot of the introductory meetings that we had prior to OTAs.
He is coming off surgery last fall. How would you evaluate his arm and strength or velocity?
If you didn't tell me he didn't have surgery, you wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. I mean, he appears to be throwing the ball with enough velocity to complete passes.
People talked a lot about continuity in the past few years. You know, Jay getting different coordinators and different offenses every year. What have you seen this year, you know, in the second year going in this offseason?
The beauty of continuity in football is learning the system and understanding where the problem lies in each play and each down and distance and having the answer for that. And the more you know in each play, the more you know about the offense, the more problem solving you can do as opposed to just running the play. And so when you're new, we talked about this a lot last year, is when you're a new program, things come up during the game that make a big difference in the game but seem like such a small thing. But whether it's not seeing a blitz and knowing how to new mic it or whether coverage read, those kind of things. And that's where Jay has grown through his study, just understanding where we're trying to go with the offense and him being the field general, not us.
Those meetings you guys have, you know, meetings with the quarterbacks, how much give and take is there right now? You know, people pointing out different solutions, things like that.
Within the system, there are answers. And so what we're trying to do is best relate those answers to Jay. And then as Jay absorbs them, he then takes it to, we might be talking 101 answers. So you're in your freshman year class and you're taking the 101 course. And then as we move on, he might take it to 201 and be able to read the play a little bit more in depth. And that's where we're getting to with a lot of our football right now.
You know, Brian and Alshon are 1 and 2 receiving-wise. How's the progression of the guys that could be 3 and 4 down the road?
Very good. I mean, and like I said, when a guy knows he can catch a ball and not get hit, it's different from or play football and not get hit. It's way different. And so what we're doing right now is learning football, learning plays, learning. And so when the whole thing comes down to full go football, we'll really know. Is there growth and knowledge being gained? Yes. But it's hard to tell at this point.
What kept Jordan out today? Jordan Mills.
Jordan was coming off of last season, the Green Bay game, with his foot. And he had practiced enough and done enough that there was no reason to keep pressing him on.
With him and Matt, what can you see from the other guys that have to blend in there and obviously pick up the slack in the meantime?
It's a great opportunity for them. It gives the backups all the chances to play against guys they don't play against. And that's what you see in these camps is you see the same guys playing against the same guys all the time. And then all of a sudden, a backup has to play against a one, against what our defense would consider a one, or vice versa. And so they get a new technique, they get a new style of play that they have to conquer, and it really helps them grow more than we see anything. It helps them grow as a football player because they're not going against the same old move all day.
With Alshon Jeffrey now being not as much of a star, but definitely a big name, where has that changed in any way how you are planning for his play?
When we go into a football game, we make every effort to call plays to spread the football around. In no way do we want to go into a game and throw it to one guy the entire game. So we try to balance our attack with who we're throwing it to, who we're handing it to, and how we get it to them. So we'll continue to do that.